Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Kisavoy Tov Shin Pei Hei. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma. But when I saw this Meshech Chochma, it reminded me of something I had seen recently from Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And I want to then use this as a hakdama to the words of Rav Meir Simcha. In Parshas Re'eh, the beginning of Re'eh, Re'anoichi noisin lepneichem ayim sabrocha v'saklala. So Hashem says, look, I'm giving you today bracha and klala. And then the Torah describes, you're going to come to the land. And you're going to give the bracha, Rashi says, means the mevarchim, and hargrizim, they're going to turn to hargrizim. And on the other side, harevel, they're going to say aror. And that event, which is the day that they cross the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, takes place in this week's parasha and parashas Kisavoy. Doesn't take place, but the actual details of the mitzvah take place here in parashas Kisavoy, in our parasha, as the pasuk says in Perek Chav Zayin. You're going to go b'yom asher tavru es hayarden, and you're going to be making avonim. You're going to write the whole Torah, and then you're going to go in harevel v'nisa sham mizbeach. And then you're going to say, Eilo Yamdu Levarach Es Ha'am, and we're going to go through the whole event of the brachas and the klalos and hargrizim and harevel. But there in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah describes it, the Torah says, where is hargrizim and harevel? I'm going to give you very exact coordinates. Halihema Be'eva HaYardin, down the other side of the Yardin, Acharei, Derech, Mevaya Shemesh, Beretz HaKnani, HaYoshiva HaRava, Mul HaGilgol, Eitzel, Eloi Neimoire. The Torah is giving us very, very clear coordinates and directions how to get to Hargrizim and HaRevel for the Brachas and the Klalos. So Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi over there in Parshas Re'eh says as follows. His lashon is pirut achar pirut, detail after detail, bediuk nimrats. Loy lahashir mokam litayis. There's no mistakes of where this is. Lahakil ala mechapsim, to make it very easy for Klal Yisrael. Limtzayas haderech ala bris paragrizim v'harevel. And he contrasts this, that when it comes to the building of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, it says, Ki im elamoke mashiv chashem lekechem michol shivtechem l'shichnoi sidrashu ubasa shama. The same parsha over there, in Parshas Re'eh. Torah is very, very vague when it comes to finding the mokam hamikdash. It doesn't say where it is, doesn't say Yerushalayim. It says, hamokam mashiyivchar l'shichnoi sidrashu, seek it out and come there. Ein pirut ein gili hakol nelam. Madua, why is it that when it came to the brachas and the klalos, hargrizim and harevel, the Torah goes prat after prat, make no mistake, it's easy, you'll find it, it's clear. And it comes to Beis HaBechira, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, comes to Yerushalayim, HaMokem HaShayivchar Hashem. And in fact, we find the Chazal tell us, Kam Yisurim Nisyaser David HaMelech Ad Shamotza. How many Yisurim did David HaMelech endure until he found the Mokim? As the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Bey says, Ad Emtza Mokim LaHashem Mishkanos LaBer Yaakov. What's the difference? El HaBrocha HaKlala Pirut Meduktuk Beis HaMikdash Mokam HaShchina Mokam HaYedis HaShem Me'uma. Nothing. L'Lam Decha says Reb Baruch Mordechai, that when it comes to Mokam HaShchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to seek it out himself. L'chapeis derech toich amal. Toil for it, find it. Because a chelik of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is finding the place, is toiling and finding the place. Brachos and klalos, that has to be klar. The idea that there's a bracha and a klala, that has to be very clear to Klal Yisrael. It has to be defined. It has to happen for all of Klal Yisrael. I'm adding in, embellishing abyssal, what Baruch Mordechai says there, because he doesn't focus on the bracha and klala much. He's focusing on l'shichnei sidrashu. So therefore, when we enter Eretz Yisrael, the first thing is we need Klal Yisrael to know clearly. There's bracha and there's klala. You're going to go to this place. There's no way to lose, not know where it is. These are the coordinates. Go there immediately. Make an event. Clarify to Klal Yisrael. Arur ha'ish. Baruch ha'ish. Not in that order. First baruch, then arur. Has to be very clear, bracha and klala. Then Klal Yisrael has choices. Right? Uvacharta b'chayim. But I'm giving to you very clear in front of you. Masha'inkem, when it comes to the Mokam Hashchina, but Mokam Hashchina is something you have to create. You have to create, you have to toil. That's how you create a Mokam L'shchina. L'shichnoi Sidrishu, the Jerisha, the searching, the yearning, the creation is part of the actual Mokam Hashchina itself. That's how you create Shchina. Avraham Avin is going to Haram Moriah. Part of the Avodah was the Chippus. That was part of the Avodah and the Nisayon. And interestingly, he adds in, that could be the reason. When it comes to a marriage, Nisuin, Darko shel ish lachzor achra avedosai, you have to toil for it. Because what's the point of a marriage? A marriage is to bring Shechina, to create a mokum of Shechina, a bias of Shechina. So therefore there has to be a chippus. You want to create a bias for Shechina, there's l'shichnei sidrashu. You have to work to find that bias, to create that bias. It's not given on a silver platter. And he says a very interesting thing, famous mashal we all know. Chazal say a mashal, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, Hazakim was Yoshev al Haderech, and he had two ways to go. He could either go to the way that's first full of thorns, and then after that becomes smooth. The other one is first smooth and then full of thorns. And he was telling people, even though this one looks like the wrong direction, it's full of thorns. But you know, once you get through those thorns, it's easy sailing. And anyone who was willing to try it and be miyageya and break through it in the beginning, halach b'shalom uvah b'shalom. So he says, I don't understand. Those are the only two choices. There are no roads that are smooth in the beginning and continue to be smooth. Why does it have to be that the one that's smooth at the end, that gets you to your destination, is the one that starts off full of kaitzim? The Teretz Dr. Baruch Mordechai says, yes, there's no such thing as a smooth road. A person has to work to get to that smoothness. You want to get to the end. You got to work, you got to overcome that, you got to break through the thorns. Then you're going to get to Seifa Mishar. But the point is, he says, don't think the Tachlis is just the end that's straight. The Kitzim themselves, those are what create that straight road at the end. Tchilas Kitzim is what makes it a Seifa Mishar. It creates the Seifa Mishar, the straight road at the end. L'shichnei Sidrashu. When you want to create Kedusha Rabbi Yisai, it takes work. The Rebbeinu Sham says, Sidrashu. You have to lose sleep over it. It takes hard work. You want to have Shechanti B'Seicha M'Seicha L'Echad V'Echad? You want to have Shalom Bayis in your home, Shechina Sheira in a person's home? It takes Chippus, it takes work. It's Tchilas HaKaitzim, it's not easy. But that's a chelik of it. That's a chelik of the creation of Amokam Asher Yivchar Hashem. That's the Hakdama. From here we go to the Meshech Chachma, Perich of Zayin Posek Dalit. V'hoya ba'ovrichem es ha-yardain. When you're going to go over the Yardain, Takimu. Es ha-avonim ha-ila. You're going to erect these stones, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Chamayim Arevo V'Sadeta Oysom Basit. Now, Rashi says, V'Kemoysa Lecha, I'm sorry, It's Rashi on Pasuk Beis. V'hoya b'ayayim asher tavrus hayardein. I'm sorry, I was in the wrong Pasuk. Chav Zayin Beis, even though here in this Shachachman they have it under Chav Zayin Dalid, L'chayra, it's Chav Zayin Beis. V'hoya b'ayayim asher tavrus hayardein l'oretz asher namaretin lach v'akeimotzul ha'avonim g'daylus v'sadto yisom basid. Then in Pasuk Dal is a very similar Pasuk, you'll do the same thing by Harevel. So Rashi, v'akeimotzul l'cha b'yardein. You're going to erect the stones in the Yardain, and then you're going to take out other ones, and that's how you're going to build the Mizbeach on Harevel. Nimsa Shloisha Mine Avonim Hayu, 12 in the Yardain, connect them to Gilgal, connect them to Harevel. So it's Beseich HaYardain. Now the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says you're going to go over the Yardain, V'akeimaisa L'cha Avonim Gedoilis. So Meir Simcha's bothered. Hadu Leitziva Beferish Rak Peremes. Why is it that the Torah didn't say Beferish? Erect the stones in the Yardain. Why is only Beremes? This is what jiggled my memory of the shtick of Rav Baruch Mordechai. Because in every other prat of when it comes to entering Eretz Yisrael, on the first day when we're introduced to the mitzvah, Sa'asa Masid, you write the Torah on the Avonim, you're going to go to Har Grizim and Har Evil. As the Baruch Mordechai said, Pirut achar pirut, detail after detail, exactly what's supposed to happen. And yet, this first step of putting up the Avonim in the Yardain, the Torah doesn't say Peferish. So Rav Simcha just bothered Rak Beremez, but after we know from Baruch Mordechai, Halei Davaru, why is this prat left out? Zok de Meir Simcha is fal, zok de Meshe Chochma. Kamei shekasa Rabbeinu Moshe, sha'amoyivsim loy hoyu she'aminu rak she'nitzrechu lezeh. The first thing he says is Yisayit. And that is, the only way to erect the Avonim in the Yardain is if the Yardain is split. Yeshua is going to perform a miracle and split the Yardain. Now, there are different reasons why Nevi'im do miracles. When it comes to a regular Navi, who has to prove himself as a Navi, the Rambam says he has to give an ice and a my face. Okay, he has to be muchzuk and so on and so forth, but he gives an ice and a my face. The miracle that he performs is part of the proving that he is a Navi. Zok the Rambam, k'mashikaz Rabbeinu Moshe, what does the Rambam say? In Ilchus Yisai De'atayra, Moshe Rabbeinu loy haminu Yisrael b'pnei ha'isa sha'asa. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, Klai Yisrael didn't believe in him because of the miracles. They believed because they heard Hashem talk to him. So why is it that he did the Moifsim, the miracles? Elokal ha'isa sha'asa Moshe b'amidbar l'fiat tzerech ha'asam. Loy lo'avi raya la'nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu performed miracles because they were necessary for some type of Yeshua for Klai Yisrael. Not because he needed to prove himself as a Navi. That's not why. And Rav Meir Simcha says, Yeshua is the same way. Yeshua is the same way. In fact, when you go through the famous Hakdama to Shmais, where he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, different than other Nevi'im, he says at the end, Yeshua was on the same level. Yeshua was on the same level. So Yeshua also didn't need to perform miracles to prove his Nevuah. The only reason he performed a miracle was if a Yeshua was necessary. That's number one. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the sixth parak of Shvius, says, "Nisholach Yeshua gimel ksavim sheyashlimu imirtzu." The Gemara here says, "Damar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, shalosh parstigiyoi shilach Yeshua l'aretz Yisrael." Actually, consularitz. Yeshua sent three letters to the people living in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan, before Klal Yisrael entered the land. And he told them, Mishu raitz lifanais yifna. Anyone who wants to leave Eretz Yisrael and emigrate to some other land, we'll let them go. Lahashlim, anyone who wants to make peace with us and just pay taxes to us, they'll be meshubed and pay taxes to us, yashlim. And last is milchama yasen. Anyone who wants to make a milchama will make a war with them. Says the Gemara, Girgashi pina vehemin loy lakadosh baruch hu v'haluch loy lafraki. The Girgashi, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they said, our time is up, and they went to Africa. And it's not clear here in the Girsa in the Yerushalmi, but Reb Chaim Maran Tzaratayra has the Girsa based on a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Lefichach Nitin Aloi Eretz Yofik Ka'artzai. They got a land that was very beautiful, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Malachim, Ad Boyi V'Lakakti Eschem El Eretz Ka'artzachem Zu Afriki, that's Africa. That's talking about Melech Asher over there. So they were zeichet to Afriki because they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Givonim made a treaty with Klal Yisrael. And 31, Malachim Asu Melchama V'Nafu. So the fact that Klal Yisrael is going to come into Eretz Yisrael and actually conquer the land through war and have to prove themselves to the Canaanim was not necessarily a given. Why? Because they all had choices. If they wanted, they could leave. If they wanted, they could be mashlim and pay taxes. Yeshua shalach Yeshua gimel ksavim sheashlimam yirtzu. V'hine, sazakt remeir simcha. What would have happened to mishlimu? If they all would have sent back a message, no problem. We lay down our arms. We are your avodim. We're going to pay taxes. Where should we send the check? Says a Paladika thing. The only reason Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden and had the nace of Yeshua splitting the Yarden is to put fear in the Goyim. Here we're coming. Look what we did. Look what nace Yeshua performed. And we're going to conquer you. If they all would have made Shalom, or if they would have left, we wouldn't have had Klal Yisrael going through a split Yarden. Rather, says Rav Meir Simcha, "Hayu ovrim es hayarden besfinas." They would go over on boats. There would be ferries. K'derech eshalva memavres Yarden. How else do you go over the Yarden? Not of a time of war. You go over on a ferry. Sheyayishu. So you'll say, one second. No. Maybe the splitting of the Yarden was a proof that Yeshua is a Navi. No, Yeshua. Because the Torah said beferish in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, who yanchilena? It's gonna happen in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. It's gonna happen. No, when we didn't need proof to Yeshua. And that's the chiddush over there that Rav Meir Simcha says in Shmais also that applies to Yeshua. Oh, so if that's true, if they would have made Shalom with Klal Yisrael, there would be no nace of going through the Yarden. If there's no nace of going through the Yarden, split, where are you going to put the stones? Obviously, it's not in the Yarden. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah, he knew that they weren't going to make Shalom. And he knew he was going to have to split the Yarden. And in Mela, they're going to put the stones in the Yarden. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that, that's not Machriach Bechira. V'lchein k'dei sh'tiyah Bechira Shalem Chavshis, the fact that the Canaanim should have a Bechira Chavshis, Shem Yirtu Yashlima, the Torah could not write Beferish She'yamir Avonim B'Yardein. Because if they say that, if the Torah says that Avonim are going to be the Yardein, that means you need the nace of splitting the Yardein. The nace of splitting the Yardein is only necessary if they want, if the Canaanim want to fight a war, and we have to put fear and instill fear in their hearts. Shem Yashlima Harei Lo Yamidu B'Yardein. But if they're going to make Shalom, the Yarden is not going to split, and they won't put the stones in the Yarden. If the Torah is going to write that beferish, that means people are going to know about it. It's machriach as a bechira. Then there's no free choice anymore for the Canaanim. L'chein kosev rak beremez. So therefore, the Torah only wrote it beremez. V'yedias Hashem yisparach ena machrechas. The fact that Hashem knew it, and therefore beremez, he's telling you what you're going to have to do, and at that time when it's going to happen, you're going to figure out that remez, that's not machrechas abechira. So therefore, that's where the Torah, this had to be written beremez. So it's very geshmak, Rav Meir Simcha is explaining to us why this prat of splitting, putting the stones in a split yardein is only beremez. And everything else, as Rav Baruch Mordechai said, is every detail one after the next. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep the Bechira of the Kenanim, that they should have a Bechira Chavshis, and therefore he couldn't write it. It couldn't be written in the Torah Beferish, it had to be written Bederech Remes. Suki Midvash, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day in Kol Tov.